Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Good morning and good afternoon, depending upon where you are. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. We give honor to God, who's the head of our lives, and who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. We honor our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College, national officials of the USCCM, all clergy, laity, and friends and supporters of this ministry from everywhere. Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us today, whether you are listening on your phone or on our UFCCM Facebook page or at our UFCCM website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so grateful to our Heavenly Father for his abiding love, grace, and mercy towards us, and for his new mercies every morning, and his compassions toward us that fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Let us now go before the Lord with a word of prayer. Pastor Sherry, are you on the line?
Praise God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we just honor you. We honor your presence. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We honor our ecumenical patriarch, Lord God, and Mother Bishop. Father God, I just pray for each and every one that's on this broadcast and all those that will join today. We thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the word. We thank you, Father God, how we are able to sing and give you praises and to lift your name. We bring you honor and glory, God. We thank you for being our God, our Lord. We thank you for being Jesus, that's our Savior. Lord, we thank you for how you blessed us this week, for how you kept us, for how you provided for us, Lord God. Oh, we give thanks, and we are so grateful just for you being God and being Lord of our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is from Psalms 96, verses 1 and 2. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. So, Father God, we thank you. We can sing. We thank you that we are able to sing and give you glory, God. We thank you, God, that we can bless your name and we can proclaim the good news of salvation this day to everyone. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank God for that prayer coming to us from Pastor Sherry and the Word of God. This is the Word of the Lord. And we know that for this year of 2023, our UFCCM annual theme is Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer, reminding us to not only pray, but reminding us of the power of prayer when we prevail through prayer. It is powerful, and we know that prayer works. We are so honored to have as our speaker today the Ecumenical Patriarch, founder, and presiding prelate of the UFCCM, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr. He is an anointed preacher, prophet, and teacher of the word, and his writings and lessons have enlightened and encouraged and have brought many into greater knowledge and understanding of God's word. Bishop Tindall is the husband of Mother Bishop Shirley Tindall. He is the father of four lovely children, one son, Overseer Henry A. Tindall, Jr., and three daughters, and the grandfather of seven lovely children. And we are truly blessed to have the opportunity to hear Bishop Tindall today as he shares with us from God's word in Genesis chapter 22, verses 6 through 14, on the subject, "You know that you are prevailing when you see the ram." We've been prevailing, saints, and now we're learning how we know that we are prevailing. So let us now hear our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Tindall. Good morning, Your Eminence.
Oh, good morning, Teacher Tindall, and all of our radio listeners.
We're so happy that you're with us today, Bishop, and we are anxious to hear what thus says the Lord through you. So please, go forward.
We're very happy to be with you all today. I always count it a pleasure to be able to share together in the work of the Lord. Hello?
So, Bishop, are you still there?
Yes, I'm waiting on you.
Okay, well, I've introduced you, so we are now waiting on you.
Okay, slight miscommunication there. So thank you very much, Teacher Tindall. We give honor first and foremost to Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. None on earth besides him. None in heaven but him. We thank God today for the opportunity to come into your presence today, wherever you are, and we honor the Lord for each of you who are tuned into our laity training radio broadcast ministry today. We honor the chair of our Ministry of Communication, Bishop H.B. Haywood, and his staff, for helping to make this broadcast possible, and to the chair lady of our Ministry of Communication, who works so diligently and gives so much effort to the faithful production of our broadcast on a regular basis. We honor all of you, from our bishops, overseers, elders, ministers, deacons, friends, pastors, whoever you are from everywhere. We thank you for allowing us to share with you today. I want to get right into the word of the Lord as we are looking at our last laity ministry broadcast for the year 2023, and there is a word from the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 6 through 14, we find these words, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Scripture, beginning at verse 6 of Genesis chapter 22. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the sacrifice? My God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering," is what Abraham responded to Isaac. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mouth of the Lord it shall be provided." The more familiar King James Version reads, "And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh," or simply, "In the mountain of the Lord it will be done." We say simply, "The Lord will provide." From the Logos, or this passage of Scripture, there is a clear word from the Lord, which is, you know that you are prevailing, or you know that you have prevailed in prayer when you see the ram. This may be a strange or sort of unusual subject, but bear with me for a short while. This past year, the UFCCM has been blessed as we have listened to preaching, teaching, seminars, testimonies, and witnesses attesting to the results of prevailing through the power of prayer. Many of us have experienced victories and powerful results in answers to our prayers as we have prevailed through unexpected circumstances, life-threatening accidents, severe health issues, family disappointments, financial challenges, parenting trials, and other experiences of life. We have prevailed through the power of prayer, and we are continuing to prevail through the power of prayer, because throughout all that we have been through, the Lord has reinforced and increased our faith. More than ever, we are convinced that God hears and answers our prayers, and that prayer works. We are certain that those of you who are listening to the word today are witnesses that if you have faith in God's word and faithfully pray, calling on Jesus, he will do everything in your life, excuse me, that his word promises. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever, now follow me, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now notice in the next chapter of John, chapter 16, verse 23, Jesus said these words, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. We do not have time to do a full exegesis upon these two verses as to why in chapter 15 Jesus said he may give it to you, but in chapter 16 he says he will give it to you. But the essence of both of these verses is that in order for you to prevail through the power of prayer, prayers must be spoken. They must be uttered in faith. You may pray to Jesus, or you may ask the Father in Jesus' name. But if you do so without faith,
yes,
your prayers will not get the results you desire.
Amen.
James said in his book, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7,
mm-hmm,
but let him ask in faith,
okay,
nothing wavering.
Mm-hmm.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Amen.
You've got to put your faith where your mouth is.
Yes.
Believe God when you pray.
Amen.
And do not waver at all, but keep your faith as solid as a rock.
Yes.
If you want to know that you are prevailing through the power of prayer,
mm-hmm,
I would like to suggest that there are three things that you should consistently do. Get the word. Stand on the word of God.
Yes.
And see by faith,
mm-hmm,
and not by optics. See the ram, even though it may not be visible. In other words, you must have faith that is so grounded,
yes,
in the word of God that your request,
mm-hmm,
manifests as already done.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing is not believing.
Yes, yes.
But believing,
yes, yes,
is seeing.
Say it,
true faith is what was demonstrated by Abraham on Mount Moriah. Abraham, first of all, received a word from the Lord.
Yes.
That is what you stand on when you pray, the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God says that faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God. When you hear God's word and you receive God's word, not only when you read the scripture, but when God's anointed speaks a rhema from the logo, receive that as the word of God. It behooves you to be careful whom you listen to when you receive the word of God.
Yes.
Everything that's out here yelling in Jesus' name and say that this is the Lord has not been sent by God. The Bible says that in the last days many would arise and deceive many. And many would be led astray by means of their pernicious ways.
Yes.
The word of God says in the writings of John the Apostle, try the spirit to see if it's the spirit of truth or the spirit of error. But there are many voices that are grabbing and seeking the attention of your mind and of your ears. But be sure that what you have and what you hear comes from the word of God. I want to tell you, the Lord gave me a manuscript that I'm reading from, but I really feel like a little deviation here from this manuscript because it is very important that you do not let anybody speak in your life. If you want to prevail and if you want your prayers answered, then they must be founded on the pure, unadulterated, uncompromising, inerrant word of God.
Yes, amen.
The word tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God endures forever.
Amen.
Now, Abraham received the word from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, we read about Abraham receiving this word from the Lord. At the time he received this word, he was 75 years old, and he was married to his cousin, whose name was Sarah. They had no children, but the word of the Lord said to him, Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great, and make thee a blessing.
Amen.
The Lord also said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I wish I had time to expound on that in light of what's going on in Israel today, but perhaps another time. This is not a time for prophetic word, but I want you to understand that what is going on in Israel today is all a part of the plan.
Yes.
But let me move on.
Thank
in
you.
Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 18,
uh-huh.
God expounded upon the promise to Abraham.
Uh-huh.
He said, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Well, 24 years later, Abraham is 99 years old. His wife, Sarah, is 90 years old and past the age of childbearing. She had been through youth. She had been through the flower of life. She had already been way beyond menopause, and there was no hope in sight.
Yes.
And Abraham and Sarah did not have a son. Now, optics said that it will not happen.
Amen.
Both of you are too old.
Yes.
But let me remind you that you can stand on the word of God.
Yes.
You can prevail through the power of prayer.
Yes.
And that's what Abraham did. He stood on the word of the Lord, and was obedient to the word of the Lord. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. The scripture says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 through 21, that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He did not waver in his faith. Abraham was fully persuaded, that what God had promised, he was able to do, that he would do. Now, according to Romans 4:19, Optic said that Abraham considered his body as good as dead because he was about 100 years old. His wife Sarah's womb, Abraham considered also as being dead. But faith said that God has the power to do what he had promised. Optics said, Abraham, you and your wife are too old to have a son. So all of the promises of God are just not going to happen. But faith says there is nothing impossible with God. Genesis 21 verse 2 says that Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. That is the word of God. And the word of God says that Abraham named this son Isaac. Now you say, oh, wait a minute. Abraham had a son by a girl named Hagar, named by the name of Ishmael. Yes, that was Abraham's son, but that was the son of the bondswoman. And not the son of promise. In your life, don't get the son or don't get the results of the bondswoman confused with the result of promise. Oh, I wish I had some time to talk with you all right now. You see, the son of the bondswoman will keep you bound. The son of the bondswoman will keep you in bondage. Because the son of the bondswoman is the son that is born of unbelief. So when you let your faith go and just got to give up because it seems like it's just not going to happen, you may get an answer, but it will be the answer of bondage. It will not give you the victory that you will get when you see the ram.
Oh, God. Thanks, good bishop.
Abraham names his son Isaac. And you know what the word Isaac means? Laughter. According to Jewish ancient Midrash, it is said that Sarah and the camp of Abraham had so much joy at the birth of Isaac that Sarah nursed all the children in the camp. I'm going to leave that alone. But now 17 years later, when Isaac was a young lad, God told Abraham to go up into the land that I'm going to show you and take your only son, the son of your own blood, the son of you and Sarah, Isaac, whom you love, take him with you and offer him up on one of the mountains, which I will show you as a burnt offering. What did Abraham do? Let's take a 5 minute, 3 minute break here, and then we'll come back and give you part two of this word. Is that all right, Teacher Kendall?
Yes, it is all right, Bishop. Yes,
praise
this is
God.
Kendall. Yes, we're anxious for you to continue, and we just hang on every word. We want to hear every word that you're bringing forward to us right now.
Thank you, Teacher Kendall, and we appreciate that God is moving in this word today. I want to remind you where we are. When we left off, Abraham had received the word from God to take his son Isaac and offer him as a burnt offering. Now, Abraham had received the word from God that he was going to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
In all due probability, this was not possible.
Yeah.
But we have shown you from the word that Abraham and his wife Sarah did have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And the son whom we refer to as Isaac is also known as the son of promise.
Yes. Yes.
When you prevail by the power of faith and you receive the ram in your faith, an indication of your prevailing through the power of prayer, God will bless you beyond measure.
Yes, yes.
Out of the trinity of the faithful, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Isaac lived the longest of all three of them. Your blessings that God will restore in your life can be without limit if you believe God at his word.
Yes.
But
uh-huh.
Don't think your faith is not going to be tried.
Amen.
Abraham heard this word from God to offer his son as a burnt offering without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says Abraham got up early the next morning.
Yes. Yes.
And took two young men with him,
uh-huh.
his son Isaac, wood for a burnt offering, and started to the land that God showed him in the area of Moriah.
Yes.
3 days later, when they arrived at Mount, what we refer to now as Mount Moriah, which is incidentally the place where one of the peaks in which Mount Sinai is located, where God gave the Ten Commandments. God doesn't do anything without a purpose and a plan.
Yes, yes, Bishop.
Abraham stops and he takes the two young men and he says, y'all stay here until we get back. Somebody caught that.
Uh-huh.
Y'all stay here until we get back.
Uh-uh-uh.
And he took the wood,
yes.
and laid it on Isaac.
Yes.
He took the fire in one hand,
uh-huh.
and he took his knife
uh-huh.
in the other hand. We were talking about this the other day, and I said, I felt I was speaking by inspiration. I said, I would not doubt if Abraham sharpened the knife before he left home
yes.
even sharper than it normally would be.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. When they got to the place, as they were going to the place where God had shown him to make the burnt offering, Isaac looked up at his father, and he said, Daddy, we got the wood. You got the fire. You got the knife. But where is the burnt offering? Where is the lamb
yes.
for a burnt offering? Abraham believed God's word so much
yes.
that he said these words. I want you all to get this because mm-hmm. you got to learn and you got to understand that in the midst of adversary,
yes.
in the midst of seemingly impossible situations,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of things that seem like they are so intense that your prayer is not going to be answered,
mm-hmm.
you have to speak the language of faith.
Yes.
And the language of faith said, Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Amen.
The language of faith said that things that seem to be impossible
mm-hmm.
to you are not impossible with God.
Yes.
I believe that there's not even a mistake why the word impossible
mm-hmm.
begins with the letters I-M-P, mm-hmm. which is imp, or another name, a slang name for the devil. Because when the Holy Ghost responds to faith, it takes the IMP out of impossible and makes it possible. You may not see it at that point, but God can do anything but fail.
Amen.
My Isaac looked to his father and he said, Daddy. Abraham looked at his father and saw the one who said that in Isaac his seed would be blessed.
Yes.
Isaac looked to his father, but his father looked to Almighty God, who never breaks a promise.
Amen.
Isaac looked to his father, Abraham, but Abraham looked to the Lord who masters in making a way out of no way.
Yes.
Any old waymaker, we say, can make
can
a way,
make
but there's
way.
A way to
That's
be
right,
made.
Bishop.
But God,
can
make a way out of no way.
No way.
Abraham looked to him who opens doors that no one can shut, and shut doors that no one can open. Abraham had so much belief in the promises and word of the Lord that instead of seeing Isaac as the sacrifice, he saw hope in the midst of a hopeless situation.
Amen.
He saw provision where there was lack.
Mm-hmm.
He saw something when there was nothing.
Yes.
He saw visibly when there was an invisibility. He saw the hand of the invisible God at work. And he said, Isaac, through the power of prayer, I am prevailing. And I know I am prevailing because I see that the Lord will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. I know he will.
I know he
His
will.
Name is Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide.
Yes,
the Bible says Abraham looked behind him, and there was a ram caught in the thicket.
Yeah.
But before he looked behind him, Mother Bishop, he took Isaac.
Yeah.
Now, watch this.
Yeah.
He did what God told him to do. He took Isaac,
laid
him on
the altar,
bound him on the altar, picked up the knife, and held it in his hand. And he's going to take that knife and take it and gash right through Isaac's heart and kill his only son. Abraham was so strong in faith that he said this, and the Apostle Paul confirms this in the book of Romans chapter 4. Either God is going to resurrect him if I kill him, or either God's going to provide his lamb.
Amen.
That is what happens when you see by the eyes of faith. Beloved, the word for you today is believe God with all your heart.
Oh, God.
Trust the word without doubt.
Yes.
Pray until you see the solution instead of the problem.
Amen.
When you pray, don't pray on the problem that you see, but pray on the solution that you know God is going to give.
Yes.
When you pray, know that the answer has already been granted. The word said it is God's good pleasure to hear and answer the prayers of his children. Let me tell you something here. You may be looking for a lamb, but a ram will do just fine. Amen. In other words, when you see the ram, you see not necessarily an animal or a visible answer, but by faith you see God doing what he said that he is going to do. Remember a while ago, I said that seeing is not believing, but believing is seeing. Thomas got the name doubt put in front of his name because he said, unless I put my hand in the holes in the hand where the Lord was nailed to the cross, or put my hand in the side where he was pierced, I will not believe. When he met the resurrected Jesus, Jesus said, Thomas, go ahead, put your hand in my hand. Put your hand in my side. You believe because you see.
Right.
But blessed is the one who sees, believes without even seeing the physical evidence. In other words, when you pray, your faith must be such that you see God doing what he said he will do.
Amen.
You may ask, how can I see a ram when it is behind me? David answered your question in Psalms 23. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. If you could see it, you wouldn't need the faith.
Yes.
So God, keep it behind you where you can see it
so
that your faith will increase.
Amen.
I'm just about finished this, but I hope you got it. You would know that you prevailed in faith when you've got that faith in God, that you know that nothing is impossible.
Yes.
You have that faith in God that you could stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
Let me give you a few promises from out of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 8 and verses 12 through 13, where you can know what the word of God promises to you. The word of God says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord will set you high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall ye be in the city.
Yeah.
And blessed shall you be in the country.
Oh, God.
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. I'm reading Old Testament vernacular here, but you all understand what I'm saying. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses, in all which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the place he's given you to live. So listen, when you obey the word of God, stand by faith in God's word, the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give you rain in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. Ye shall lead men to many nations, and you will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath if you heed and obey the commandments of the Lord your God. God has given us a clear word today. And that word is that you know that ye have prevailed when you see the ram. Not so much that you see a visible answer to your prayer, but when you pray and set your heart to obey God and to seek God, you got to believe that God hears and answers your prayers. I believe that there has been a clear word from the Lord today. I believe that your faith has been increased. I know my prayer has been increased. My faith has been increased in just preparing this word today as the Lord has dropped it into my spirit. As I was praying the other day, the Lord reminded me, you have not because you ask not.
Amen.
The Lord reminded me, ask and you shall be given. And as I was pondering that, the Lord spoke to me, and I'm led this morning, this afternoon, to do something that we do not normally do. We're at the end of 2023, and we're looking forward by faith to the year 2024. I want every one of you who will agree with me in faith and hear this word from the Lord today. I don't want you to abuse what you do at your home church. So this is a sacrificial offering. It's not going to affect what you do in your home church. You do that, and you do that faithfully. But if you hear what God is doing right now, and you are touched in faith to be obedient to this appeal, I want you to do something right now. Get out your checkbook, or get out your phone so you can go to Giblify, or go to the UFCCM PayPal source. And I want everyone that hear this word of God and are believing God with me right now to make a sacrificial gift in this season of giving to the ministry of the UFCCM. I want all of you that can and will obey, and if the Lord is leading your heart to do so, to make a donation to the UFCCM in the amount of $47. And you may say, Bishop, why did you say 47? Because 2023 is where we're at. 2024 is where we're going. And we're going from the plains to Moriah, from 23 to 24. And you add those together, and the word from the Lord in my spirit was 47. I may be the only one who do this. I'm not going to speak presumptuously because I know Mother Bishop, she and I are in agreement in the spirit. When the Lord speaks to us, we obey God without reservation. And so we're not giving $47 between us. We're going to give $47 each because that is where my faith is.
Yeah,
and all of you that can be obedient and hear the word of the Lord and will respond to God's leading this morning, seeing the answer that will come as a result of your giving. I'm not here to make promises that God's going to give you new furniture or a new car and all like that. I'm here to tell you the word of God. Ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Yes.
Be obedient to God. But one thing I guarantee, when you obey God, you will be established. When you obey his prophets, you will prosper.
Amen.
So right now, go to Giblify and make that donation to the UFCCM of $47. If you do not have Giblify, you can go to the UFCCM PayPal and send it through PayPal to the UFCCM. We have an account there. You'll see us on PayPal at UFCCM. And if you're not able to do either one of those, just get out your checkbook. And by faith, write that check right now for $47. You're not making it out to Bishop Tyndall or another bishop.
Yes.
You're making this out for the UFCCM.
Yeah. Amen.
God spoke to me and told me to do this. I did not even speak to Bishop Haywood or another teacher Tyndall about this, because this came to my spirit directly from the Lord. There is a blessing for you if you will be obedient to this.
Amen.
Teacher Tyndall is going to come back. I know this was lengthy on my part, but Teacher Tyndall is going to come back and speak to you while you're preparing this donation and sending it. And then I would like to come right back for maybe 5 minutes because I have some very, very, very special announcements. God bless you, and may God continue to keep you. This is now back in your hands, Teacher Tyndall.
Thank you, Bishop. Bishop Haywood, are you able to give us a little interlude?
Okay, one moment. We'll throw a little music in there. Give me a second.
I need to bandage it. Let me look at your hands here. Relax your hands.
blessing, sir. We thank you.
Bishop Haywood and his faithfulness, and saints, you do not know some of the things that go on behind the scenes. Bishop Haywood, he is, I'm going to just share it, Bishop. He is, I speak, having his blood drawn. And I'm sharing because I want us to know and understand that when you have an assigned work from the Lord, you will let nothing keep you from doing what God has assigned to your hands. And I'm so grateful for this man of God that works so closely to make this broadcast happen every week, even to situations that he puts himself into to do the work of the Lord. So we thank God for Bishop Haywood. And please follow the instructions of our ecumenical patriarch. We know that this is from the Lord because God does the unusual. Amen. And this is unusual for our broadcast. But we ask you all to be obedient and give as unto the Lord. We are going to have an opportunity for you to call in and to share. I know that you all have been truly blessed. I had to mute my phone because if I had muted my phone, you all would have heard me just praising God and exclaiming, because this word that Bishop Tindall brought to us today really touched my spirit, and I know it touched you, and I know it is it was a faith-building word, faith-building word. Amen, amen. And some great instructions on how to pray, the way we need to pray as we go before the Lord in faith. So we are just so excited about the word, what God has allowed us to hear today. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I am bouncing on springs right now. I just feel light in my spirit and so encouraged in the Lord. So, Bishop Tindall, are you ready now to come back with your announcement? Bishop Tindall?
Yes.
Are you ready to come back with your announcement right now?
Yes, I'm ready, and I'm excited. I was just so excited to give to the Lord this morning. I could hardly wait to get my checkbook out in time because I know that the Holy Spirit is at work. Then while I was writing the check after I gave it to my bishop, she stamped it so that they could go directly to the UFCCM account. The Lord spoke to me about something else that I'll be telling her soon.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to make the following announcements to you. Amen. As you know, our conclave concluded in the early part of November, I believe it's done. And it was an awesome time that the Episcopal Board of Bishops were able to meet together. And we have some exciting things that we would like to share with you. We have made some new appointments, and we have created some new provinces. And we would like to, first of all, announce that all the way from Pine Bluff, Arizona, the home of Pastor Henry Lamb, Arkansas, the home of Pastor Henry Land Jr., Word of Faith Church, amen. Pastor Henry Land Jr. has been appointed, and he has accepted the appointment to serve as an overseer for the state of Arkansas. And he so readily consented to do this, and we're very proud and we're very happy to know that Pastor Henry Land Jr. is the newest overseer in the UMCCM.
Amen.
Bishop Patrick Stubbs will now be serving on the Southwest jurisdiction, and he will be serving as a provincial bishop for the states of Arkansas and Louisiana. Bishop Patrick Stubbs is a wonderful, praise God, and powerful young man of God. God has taken him through some things to show him where he wanted to be. And we would like to announce the appointment of His Grace, Bishop Marion E. Davis, who is now the presiding bishop of the UFCCM Southwest Jurisdiction, Bishop Marion E. Davis. We would like to announce the appointment of His Grace, Bishop Ronald Scott Hobson, who has been appointed and has accepted the position as the new chairman of the Ministry of Clergy Training for the UFCCM.
Amen.
Praise God. And our final appointment is that of His Grace Bishop Aaron E. Nixon. And Bishop Nixon has been appointed as the Dean of the UFCCM Sacred College of Bishops. Let's give Bishop Nixon and all of these appointees a round of applause.
Amen.
We would also like to announce to you, this is not an appointment, but there is a revamping and of the UFCCM website. The chairman of the Ministry of Communication, His Grace, Bishop H.D. Haywood, is in the process of updating and renewing our website, and we're asking all UFCCM affiliates to please give him your support, whatever he asks you to do to help make this possible.
Yeah.
Please respond readily and without hesitation. God bless you all. And I know I've been overly long this morning, but Teacher Kendall and Bishop Haywood and all of the staff, thank you so much for the opportunity, and may God bless you real good. On next Laity program, I may not be the speaker, but I will be, the Lord willing, we will be announcing the theme for the year 2024. God bless you and God help you.
Amen.
And thank you so much, Bishop Tindall, for those exciting announcements. I know we are all so excited because we see that the UFCCM is moving forward as never before. We congratulate all of the appointees. And listeners, if you want to shoot them a little text or a little note or an email of congratulations, please feel free to do that so that they would appreciate hearing from all of you. And we are so thankful for the leadership of our Ecumenical Patriarch and our Episcopal Board of Bishops. And we just stand in awe and admiration of how they are allowing God to give them godly wisdom, and not only receiving that wisdom, but applying it to the work of the Lord. And we're so excited for FCCM listeners, because we're getting ready to enter into our 20th year of the UFCCM. I am thrilled because I was one of the ones that was blessed to be there at the beginning, even at the conception before the birth. So grateful to God for showing me that privilege and opportunity. And I am looking forward personally, myself, to going forward into our 20th year, and I know that you all are just as excited. I don't know if Bishop Haywood is still having his blood drawn or not. I hope it's not that long, because we don't want them to take too much. But Bishop Haywood, are you there? Are we able to open the line for callers? Well, I don't know if he can hear me, but normally we have a time during the broadcast that we allow you all to call in.
I'm sorry, Teacher Tindall. Lord is willing, you know, we always want to keep the things in the background, but the lights were being turned off because now they're closed. I was the last one, and I had to scurry out. And as I was scurrying out, you know, then my browser went out, and so I had to come back, but I could still hear you. All is well. There are hands up, and, you know, absolutely the message, and especially getting us ready, Your Eminence, it was such a blessing, you know, even to me. You know, I know to many, our lines, the whole board is absolutely filled. So as Teacher Tindall normally tells us at all times, please make sure that you press one on your phone. As you press one on your phone, we'll be able to bring you in one by one. And don't assume just because you're on there that we know, okay, it looks like hands are starting to go up now. So don't assume that just because you're on the line that we'll bring you in automatically. Sometimes I will take folks into the screening room because they don't realize. But we're going to go ahead, Teacher Tindall, and start bringing those folks in right now and to talk about, you know, this blessing. When you see the ram, I'm going to have to go ahead and use that as well. All right, Teacher Tindall, are you ready for me to go?
We're ready, Bishop Hayward. Let's go.
All right, caller, you are 920-819. Go right ahead.
Hello. I would like to give honor to Lady Bishop and His Eminence, Bishop Tindall, Teacher Tindall, and to my bishop, Bishop Hayward and Lady Bishop. I have kind of a question statement. In Hebrews 11, verse 11, it says, by faith, even Sarah herself, when she was unable to have children, received power to conceive offspring, even though she was past the age, since she considered that the one who had promised was faithful. And I've been contemplating that because it seems kind of a little bit of a contradiction. But I feel like I got an answer, and I'm hoping, Bishop Tindall, you can clarify. So what came to my mind is that Sarah believed so much in the promise that when she saw that she had not conceived, she was willing to give her slave to Abraham because her faith, she believed in the promise. And then when she did become pregnant, I think she must have believed then that that was the true promise that God had planned. But I would just like you to comment on that. And if I'm off base, what you think that means.
That's Deaconess Monica Zindler. She is saying that according to the scripture, I'm trying to paraphrase what she said as quickly as I can, that when she gave her handmaid to Abraham, was that an act of faith? Because she believed the promise so much that she gave. Right, she's asking you that.
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
We're still here, Bishop. We're still here.
I thank you for that question that you asked. Remember that Abraham was steadfast in his faith, but Sarah, even though she was Abraham's wife, the promise was not given to her. The promise was given to Abraham. And Abraham's faith is the faith upon which the promise of God was made. I'm sure that Abraham had communicated to Sarah on many occasions, even though we may not have Bible for that, what God had promised them and that he was looking for a son. And even though that did not happen, I believe that what Sarah did was an act of faith, but it was an act of faith that came out of unbelief. Of totally unbelief to what God had told Abraham. Abraham was the one responsible for acting in faith, and Sarah, feeling that it had not happened and realizing how old she had gotten, probably decided that it was time to take it upon herself to go ahead and help Abraham realize the promise that he had given. You know, a lot of times we do that. When we pray, if it don't happen, we come to conclusions that, well, maybe God's not going to do this, so maybe this is what he wants me to do. And so I'll help God out, and then it will happen. For instance, let's say you have a great need in your life. I'm just using an example off the top of my head, a great financial need. Maybe you need $5,000, and if you don't get it, you don't know what's going to happen. And you've been praying and praying and praying, and look like it's just not going to happen. So you tell yourself, well, the Spirit told me to buy a lottery ticket, and you go buy the lottery ticket, and you win more than you need. For some, that would say, well, that was God's answer to prayer. But God does not compromise. God does not compromise in the way he does things. If we're instructed in the scripture that there are things that we should not do, I'm not trying to get into a biblical discussion about buying lottery tickets right now. This was just a gross generalization to give you an example. When God says that he's going to do something, and you know that that is a clear word from God, and there are promises in the scripture concerning it, you do not have to help God keep his promise. God will do what he said that he will do if you simply do what you are supposed to do. So we're not going to say that Sarah had no faith, but her faith was not strong enough that she could see it through until the end. So she figured that she would help this situation along. But the son, Isaac, was the son of promise. The son that Hagar bore for Sarah between her legs, as the scripture put it, was simply the son of bondage. And remember, the son of bondage will never be equal to the son of promise. Anything that you substitute for what God said he would do, you'll never reach the same level of what God does himself. I hope that answered your question for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. I love that when you made that point in your teaching about Ishmael being the son of bondage and Isaac the son of promise, and how you just clarified that we sometimes think we can help God by stepping in, but anything that we substitute or try to substitute for the power of God is not of God, and it will not work. Praise be to
That's
God. Bishop Haywood, I know our lines are really, really, really full today, so we want to move forward. Bishop.
They are. Overseer Tyndall, we have our general overseer of the UFCCM, Overseer Tyndall on the line. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank God for our ecumenical patriarch and mother bishop. Three things. Number one, is there a Cash App? I'm trying to send this money. I'm driving. Can't get on GiveLify. Is there a Cash App I can send the offering to? Because I felt that jump in my spirit. Point number two, when Bishop was teaching, something that he was saying that really, really struck me was that when you mate with the devil or when you lay with the devil, God's not going to bless the seed of bondage, but God's only going to bless the seed of promise. And I just thought that was so such a drastic revelation, and drastic because it lets us know that we got to walk in the will and in the way of God, and we just can't wing it. Point number three, when Deaconess Ziegler was asking her question, my mind started to twirl about the faith of Sarah. Now, Sarah never had a baby, so how was she to know what it felt like when God blessed her or when she became pregnant? Which goes back to the point that Bishop said, well, we got to not try to fix things ourselves when God makes a promise.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you experience the promise of God, how are you to know when the blessing comes? And I think this has to go back to the theme of the year with being prevailing through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, and oftentimes, God sends the blessing our way, but because our attention is not focused, or because we are not in prayer or have, as we said the other night, a lifestyle of prayer, that people a lot of times miss the blessing of God because they are not in the place where God wants them to be to recognize the blessing when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, a lot of times people miscarry the promise or have to wait for the season to come back around. So there's some other things I could say about that, about her faith. But thank you for bringing that point out, because it encouraged
mm-hmm.
me, again, to let us know that we have got to watch as well as pray.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Sarah, being that she wasn't pregnant, may not have realized or recognized the signs of pregnancy, but when it happened, she knew that something had happened. And at that point, her faith connected to the blessing or the promise that God had.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, overseer. You can let him know. We don't have the cap back, our cash app.
Okay.
He asked about that.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Bishop,
hello?
We're here.
Yes, we do not have a cash app for the UFCCM, but if you would like to send money to the UFCCM, you can send it to Dollar Bishop Tindall and put a note there in the note section for UFCCM, and 100% of your donation will go directly into the UFCCM.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Dollar.
Thanks, Overseer. Yes.
Amen.
We thank,
and we have
you.
We have Bishop Davis's Grace in the queue as well.
Before Bishop Davis comes, Bishop Haywood, I would just like to say I want to thank Overseer Tindall, and he mentioned that when he heard that request, there was a jump in his spirit. And I can relate to that. And so we're still reminding you, if you're just coming on or haven't heard, please send your $47 donation to Givelify for USCCM. Thank you. Go ahead, Bishop.
All right, Bishop Davis, your grace, go right ahead.
Well, bless the Lord this morning. I had just walked in this morning from mowing my yard. And in my front yard, I have an oak tree. And before I go further, to our blessed EP and our mother bishop, Bishop Haywood, Teacher Tendo, and to the appropriate protocol. But I had just finished mowing my yard, and there are leaves that have fallen out of my tree. And so when I was listening to the message, I thought of Bishop Tendo being an old oak tree that may be losing the leaves, but the strength has not left. And then that equated to Abraham when you was talking about his Isaac being the son of promise. Plus scenario, what I received from it is that sometimes what we want God to use is not what God uses. God did not need Abraham's legs. He did not need his arms. He did not need his mind. The only thing God needed from Abraham is a seed. And when he received the seed from Abraham, that's when the promise took place. Our EP just mentioned a seed. And when you begin to sow seeds, things begin to happen. And so I just want to leave it right there. I want to put a comma right there. And maybe I'll take this up at my church tomorrow, but I'm going to put a comma right there and just say thank you, Bishop Tindall, for a outstanding word from the Lord. So I leave it right there.
Hello?
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Davis.
Praise God. Teacher Tindall?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for Bishop Davis's remarks. If I understood him correctly, he said that all God needed from Abraham was a seed. And that is so true. And remember that the word of God is a seed. So the very first moment that God put the idea in Abraham's mind that he was going to bless him and that he would make him a blessing and that through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. That was the seed of faith that God had put in Abraham's heart. And it produced the visible seed, which we know of as Isaac, the seed of promise. And that's how God works in our lives in faith. When God puts an idea, when God puts a thought in your mind and drop it in your spirit, that is the seed which everything that materializes comes forth. And I also want to remark to Overseer Tindall, I thank God for the remarks that you made. They were so on time. And the thing about the Word of God, and I'm sure all of us will attest to that, it's like a treasure throughout which we pull things old and new. Amen. One thing we talk about and the Lord brings 10, 20 more things out of it, it's just like a vast treasure chest that has no end. So thank you, Overseer Tindall. I appreciate you and Bishop Davis for those wonderful comments.
Amen. Do we have anyone else, Bishop Haywood?
Yes, we have a few more, and again, the lines are full, but we look like we have about three more that have their hand raised. Your Grace, Bishop Stubbs, go right ahead.
Blessings, UFCCM laity, to our leaders, Bishop Haywood, to our presider, his wife, Bishop Henry Tindall, Mother Bishop. I just want to say that mostly what I was going to say has already been said, but I wanted to say to our leaders, Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop Tindall, thank you for being the leaders that you have been this year and through the years that I have been a part of this fellowship. Thank you for being the leaders that you have been, and I pray God's strength upon you both, that you will stay strong and continue to be the leaders that we are looking up to in this season. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Bishop. Amen.
Blessings to you. I believe that we have Elder Hunt. Go right ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I truly praise God for the broadcast today and to EP and Mother Bishop and everyone in their respective places. I must say that I was greatly inspired by today's message. And Bishop Tindall, when he first started, he said there are three things that we must do for our prayers to be answered: to get the word, stand on the word, and see by faith and not by optics. And I think so many times we tend to see by what we see as opposed to seeing in the spirit what God has for us to see rather than what we actually see. Occurred to me after listening to today's broadcast is that for those of us who are believers, that unbelief is not an option. If we have faith and trust and confidence in God and put our faith where our mouth is, then unbelief will never be an option for us because God truly hears and answers our prayers. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Hunt.
All right. And we have Lady Bishop, Shazer Haywood. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you, thank you. And greetings to everybody giving honor to our EP and Mother Bishop, Teacher Tyndall, my husband, Bishop Haywood there, and to all of UFCCM. I was just blessed by the message on today. And just a brief testimony and where it took me, I can't tell the whole story, but there was some years back when I was in my 20s, and I had went through a situation where I had nothing and no food, and I was just in a place where I just cried. And I cried and I cried, and when I looked at myself in the mirror, I cried so much so that I scared myself when I looked at my image in the mirror. And I heard the voice of the Lord ask this question, "Will you trust me now?" And I said, "Yes, Lord." And when I said, "Yes, Lord," my phone rings. As you know, sometimes we feel like we can just do things on our own. We don't need to share, don't want to share. I'm just going to get through this on my own. And my mother called, and she said, "You need to come by my house. Your cousin stopped by and left some things for you." And she said she just left them at her house because she didn't know where I lived. And when I got there, when I walked into my mom's house, my parents' home, there were three room-sized crates filled with groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my cousin to thank her, and I asked her why. She said I was out shopping. She said, "And the Lord spoke to me and told me to shop for you." She said, "I didn't ask no questions. I just said, yes, Lord."
Woo!
And did that. And I said, and you see, sometimes we do allow the thing that comes to distract us, to distract us to the place of our forgetting what God is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what he is able to do is anything and all things.
Yes.
And
yes,
so I thank God for that message. And it took me back to that place. And I think on that day often, because in the midst of my hurt and God knowing me, and he waited for me to stop all of my crying. I can just imagine God, you know, looking at me like, okay, wrap it up. I'm trying to bless you. You know, and I'm just thankful for the power of God, for his word, and for those that give us his word to keep us in a place of remembering who he is. And I'm just so thankful for that. And in my closing, I just want to put here in way of an announcement, if it's all right, that for the Women's Ministry, National Ministry, we will be holding our end-of-the-year Blog Talk radio service. Our speaker will be Elder Adrian Wiggins, who was ordained this year, this past conference, as elder. And looking forward to what the Lord will do. We're finalizing still the program, and we'll have that out as soon as we can finalize it all. But I just thank God again for the message that you brought to us today, EP. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless you. Thank God. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other comments?
Yes, we have His Grace all the way from where God lives in Nassau, Bahamas. His Grace, Bishop Nixon.
Praise God.
Amen. Good afternoon to everyone, to our EP, Bishop Haywood, Bishop Tyndall and Mother Tyndall, to Teacher Tyndall, our host, and also the Bishop Haywood, you know, who is behind the scenes. We thank God so much for all of you. And to all of those that are, the entire UFCCM, those that are listening this morning, especially those that have been appointed to in the an organization, we give God praise for them. But truly, I was really blessed by the word. Like everybody has said, you know, the word of God this morning really touched. And I think that everybody that listened in could take something from that word. and ponder on it. And one of the things that I took from the word is the fact that we can't get confused by the bondswoman's son or things that we make happen for ourselves when it comes to the blessings of God. We can't get the two of them confused, because sometimes we make confused, oh, well, the things that we do for ourselves, and we think that we make happen for ourselves, we think that's it. And we think, well, I don't need the blessing anymore, or this, I made this happen for me, so it ain't about God. But we can't get confused with the son of the bondwoman when it comes to the promise that God made for us. And I really thank God so much for the word of God coming from our EP this morning. And it was a blessing, and I was able to be a part of this broadcast. And I just give God praise, give God thanks for the opportunity. And just like, if I don't hear from you again, just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone as well.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise God. Bless you, Bishop.
Amen. All the way from the Bahamas. Praise be to
God.
And is everywhere. Bishop Haywood, do we have other hands?
Well, it looks like we have one more hand, but I took this person in the, I don't know, maybe something's up with their phone. I'll try them again. I don't think they can understand me, but caller, you're at 817-357. Go right ahead. All right. Maybe they accidentally pressed one, but Teacher Tenda, I want to let you know that, you know, I guess there could be a lot of factors involved here, but I'm sitting here and I'm literally scrolling, and I just have to keep scrolling just to find out where everybody is. There are a lot of people, and so there's great interest, obviously, in this particular broadcast this morning with our EP, you know, and we pray and hope that that also spills over into the new year. Just assume the EP is going to be on every last one of them, and then you'll be here, all right? Well, blessings to you. That was all. There are no other hands up, but I would like to say that is an absolute encouragement. Your Eminence, thank you so much for all that you do, Mother Bishop, all that you do, that no one, and we as leaders, we know that we press in and we do so many things that no one knows why. You know, folks, just we show up, don't know the number of hours and the prayers and the things that we have to juggle in between. But as Bishop Nixon said, and I believe Bishop Stubbs said it and others, you know, we are thankful to have such leaders to do and is faithful and hear God. And there's no question that they hear God. Well, blessings to you, Teacher Tendo, and you as our leader at the helm, you know, of this latest broadcast. You know, we know that God continues to speak and talk to you, so this is a blessing. And so if no one else presses one, I'll just be the spokesman for everyone else that didn't speak and say blessings to all, and we're just thankful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Haywood, and we give special thanks, as always, to our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall, to the UFCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops, and all our listeners for the ongoing support of the broadcast, and to Bishop Haywood, who serves so faithfully as our program director. And I want to make a few announcements. Bishop DeShazer led us into some announcements, and I have a couple. So I first want to say we're not going to apologize for the length of this broadcast, because it was rich, and I don't know about you, but I could just listen more and more to the rich word from the Lord. But I want to let you know that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, January 13th at 12 noon, if the Lord delay his coming. And as you know, every year our annual theme is announced UFCCM-wide on this broadcast by our ecumenical patriarch. So please mark your calendars for that date and make plans to tune in so that we can all hear the announcement of our annual theme. And not only does Bishop announce the theme, he provides teaching, scriptural teaching, to enlighten us about the meaning and the basis for our theme that we use going forward into our 20th year. Also, remember our 24-hour prayer meeting. December dates and prayer lists will be sent out by the EP and Mother Bishop. And listening to Bishop's teaching today, the power of prayer. If you are not a participant in the monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer, please sign up for a prayer time slot. More information is available to you on how to sign up from your local jurisdictional 24-hour prayer coordinator. So please make it your business to set up a time spot during this 24-hour prayer. Let us remember to pray without ceasing, keeping our ecumenical patriarch, our EBOB, our national leaders, and our entire fellowship, all affiliates from everywhere. Let us keep one another in prayer. Finally, our prayer for each of you is that this season of Advent will be blessed and joyful for you and your families. May you have a Merry Christmas Day, always remembering the reason for the season, and may you have a blessed and prosperous New Year in the Lord. And at this juncture, I'm going to ask Bishop Haywood.
I'd like to make a closing comment before you finish, all right?
Yes, go ahead, Bishop.
I just want to say that I want to thank all of you who have responded by faith today.
Amen.
To what we have asked for that of the Lord to ask of you. And just as an increase to your faith, I just want to let you know that it seems like our Giblify have lit up like a Christmas tree. From those of you that are responding this morning to the appeal that the Holy Ghost laid upon our spirits to do, don't miss this blessing. If you haven't responded, then you need to do so right now. There's a reason why the Lord have put this in our spirit to do this. So be obedient, even if it is a sacrifice. God will bless you for doing this. The closing statement that I want to make is a prayer of blessings. And I call it a prayer of blessings because oftentimes we ask God and then we fail to thank him for what he has done. But we just want to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. I know Teacher Kendall is going to wrap up the broadcast, and perhaps this can be our closing prayer as well. So I'm going to give it back to her. And if she is so led to do so, we would like to offer the closing prayer today.
Praise God, Bishop. I was just about to ask for the closing prayer. So the Holy Spirit knew what we needed to hear and who needed to do that prayer for us this morning. So let us hear the closing prayer from you.
Praise God. Beloved, the word of God says in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yes,
what happened today is not unusual, but it was a special, special move of the Holy Spirit today. And God wants you to be obedient. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of obedience in all of us today. Tuning in to this broadcast this morning, we thank you, Lord God, that you have inspired Teacher Kendall to put so much personal energy and spiritual devotion to consistently going forth with this outreach ministry of the UFCCM.
Yes,
we thank you for Bishop Haywood, Lord. Down through the years, this man of God has diligently sacrificed his time, his energy, his talents, without complaint, to be a part of making this possible. And while we do not call every name, Lord, we thank you for each and every person who is a part of the UFCCM and how you are using this evening light ministry in this end time in a powerful and powerful way.
Yes,
Lord, we only can do what you lay upon our spirits to do. And we thank you for those who have sacrificed today.
Yes, sir.
And made a support donation to this great ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do not forget the widows that have only a mite. We do not forget those that just want to do this and are not able to do so. But Father, you are a master way maker.
Yes.
You make ways out of no way. And in your precious name, we ask blessings upon blessings upon them, that their faith may be increased,
yes,
to trust you even in the midst of life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, according to your word, that the blessings will follow and be upon each of those that have been obedient to the heavenly admonition today. And in your precious name, Lord, we ask you to bless them exceedingly abundantly above all that able to ask for things. Even in this season of giving, we give thanks to you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have blessed us to be able to do spiritually and financially, but most of all, we give you thanks because you gave the greatest gift of all, time and eternity. You left your place in glory and took upon yourself the form of a human being so that you who knew no sin to become the sin sacrifice for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God in you. Fathers, we yield to you, and as we submit to you, we ask your blessings continuously according to your word. For these blessings we ask of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Go in peace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you all.
Amen. Amen. May God be with you all till we meet again.
Chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Hus his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Thehash, and Maacah.